Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 240 for Monday, January 26th. I'm Taryn Shields. The ICE Futures Canada canola contract was mixed amid choppy quiet activity on Monday. Canola values were anywhere from a dollar lower to a dollar higher. The March contract was down a dollar at $460.50 per ton. May was up 20 cents at $455.80. Spillover pressure from the weakness in Chicago soy oil futures weighed on canola, as did a recent pickup in farmer selling. Profit-taking following recent gains and ongoing expectations of record-large South American soybean production were also bearish. On the other side, recent weakness in the Canadian currency, steady end-user demand, and spillover support from the gains in soybeans were bullish. Good speculative buying interest as the funds are holding a large position of about 40,000 contracts in the long was also underpinning the market. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded. In the U.S., corn and wheat futures were moving lower while soybeans were mostly higher. Soybean contracts were anywhere from 2 cents lower to 11 cents higher, March up 11 and a quarter cents at $9.84 per bushel. Positive weekly export inspections data and strong demand for soy meal were lifting the market. Easing fears about further Chinese soybean cancellations were also supportive. The trade expected to hear more cancellations from China on Monday, but there was no new announcements. However, ongoing expectations of record-large South American soybean production, as weather remains favorable in many regions, limited the gains. Corn futures in Chicago were weaker following the losses seen in wheat. Prices were anywhere from 1 to 5 cents softer, March down 4 and 3 quarter cents at $3.83 a bushel. Ongoing worries about slowing demand from the domestic ethanol industry added to the bearish tone, as did strength in the U.S. dollar. However, positive weekly export inspections data and ideas that U.S. corn acreage will decrease in 2015 were supportive. Wheat values were sharply lower in Chicago, with ongoing worries about a strong U.S. dollar index slowing U.S. wheat exports behind the declines. The euro dropped against the U.S. dollar overnight, reacting to Greece's new election results, in turn making European wheat exports more attractive. Wheat values were anywhere from 6 to 12 cents lower, March down 11.5 cents at $5.19.5 per bushel. Generally good weather in the southern U.S. plains was also bearish, though there are some worries about warm weather bringing some winter wheat crops out of dormancy. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, January 26th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Taryn Shields.